Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
Hello, Journey of You family. Welcome back to the show. This is the Journey of You. It's a show where we dive into topics that help you grow spiritually, emotionally, mentally, personally, and professionally along your journey of life. It's really to help you grow and evolve along the way. It's your becoming of who you were created to be. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, and I'm so excited about today's episode. So in this week's podcast, we're discussing how to declutter your mind from limiting beliefs and really replace them with empowering thoughts. If you've ever struggled with the fear of failure, imposter syndrome, or managing stress, this episode is for you. We're also going to explore some actionable steps like journaling, exercises, affirmations, and mindset shifts for success. And then I'm going to share some practical journaling prompts to really help you gain that self-discovery and mental clarity. And then we'll tie it all together by reflecting on scriptures that remind us of how God walks with us in this mental detox journey. So let's start with overcoming fear of failure and imposter syndrome. Totally been there. I think most of us have oftentimes where we're struggling with, you know, can I really do this? Or what are people going to think, you know, or I don't have the right experience or qualification, so on and so forth. It often clutters our mind. And so these voices in our heads can sound like, what if I'm not good enough? Or who am I to do this? And that fear of failure really truly often stems from perfectionism and the belief that our mistakes define us or determine our worth. But here's the truth. Failure is actually feedback. It's not the end of the road. It's a stepping stone to growth. Proverbs 24:16 says, the righteous may fall 7 times, but still get up. God's grace allows us to rise again, stronger and wiser. Imposter syndrome kind of whispers that we're a fraud, even if we've achieved success. Imagine that. You could have already achieved success, but that imposter syndrome is still like, nope, you're a fraud, you're a fraud. And so to combat this, you need to remind yourself of God's truth about you. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "For I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. You are uniquely designed for your purpose, not anyone else's, but yours." And so you have to remember that. Those are two scriptures that help to remind you of exactly who God says that you are. So each time that fear of failure is combating, you know, against you, or imposter syndrome is kind of whispering in your ear, go back to those two scriptures to remind you of who God says that you are. And so your action steps for overcoming those. One way to really silence that inner critic is to write down those negative thoughts and then challenge them. Ask yourself, is this true? What evidence do I have that proves otherwise? Replace those lies with those affirming truths, like those scriptures of exactly who God says that you are. Before he formed you in your mother's womb, he set you apart. He knew you. And so it's like, nope, I'm not a fraud. I'm not an imposter, because God already set me apart. And so just reminding yourself, replacing each of those lies with a truth, so that way you can reframe your focus and your mindset and really shift that perspective. Reframing failure as growth and building resilience. So we're going to shift gears a little bit. It's really time for you to stop seeing your setbacks as defeat and start viewing them as opportunities for learning. Romans 8:28 reminds us, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Even our failures have a purpose. So each time you have a setback or you even make a mistake, what did you learn? How can you grow from this experience? How can you do better? What are those areas of opportunity that you can improve? Building resilience is also essential for decluttering your mind. Gratitude and mindfulness are powerful tools. I say that we win 24 hours at a time. And so one way that you do that each day, which I have right here, my planner, right here at the bottom, I write down those 3 things, you know, that I won. I start the day with gratefulness. You know, what's something I'm grateful for? Even if you just think of one thing, write down at least one thing that you are grateful for every morning. get in a habit. After 21 days of it, you've started to form a habit and you just continue going. And the more you do it, the more routine that it becomes. Not routine that it's like, oh, I'm obligated, but more of like, wow, I'm grateful for this. And you're able to write three things instead of one. Same thing with at the end of the day, go back and look at what were those ways that you won. Write that down. What was a win for today? Maybe you had a good presentation. Maybe you got up and, showered and did your makeup for once, that you hadn't done in a long time. Or you were able to have coffee with a friend, or you made it somewhere on time. Like whatever it was, those good things, write those down as a win. Because we often magnify the negative or the mistakes or the bad, but write down those ways that you were winning. And so that helps you with that gratitude and mindfulness of what are the good things happening in my life? What are the ways that I am winning? Even if something's not going well over here, what are the two or three things that are going well? Or even if it was just one thing you could think of, making sure that you take time to notate that so you can really see that bigger picture and practice that gratitude and mindfulness. So start each day by listing those things that you're grateful for. That way you can rewire your brain to focus on the positive. Set aside 5 minutes daily to breathe deeply and be present with God. You can't breathe on your own. Every breath comes from God. I know it's natural, but it's natural because of that, because that's the way that God designed it. And so every time you breathe in, breathe it out. Do it again. Breathe in. And breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. And blow it out slowly. That helps you to be present with God. It helps you to be fully present in the moment where you're like, thank you, Lord, for my breath. Thank you for life. Thank you for beating my heart. It really brings things back into perspective right then in that moment. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, think about such things. Well, if you take time to stop and take those deep breaths, then you actually can think about those things and really focus on what you're trying to do, put things into perspective of, God is still good. He's still on the throne, even if what's happening right now feels overwhelming. It's just those deep breaths again, where it's like, thank you, God. And that way it can help you get back focused right here in the moment. Okay. So right now, I'm not sure if you're driving or if you're sitting down, at home or in the car, wherever you may be. But when you have an opportunity, I want you to sit down and take out a piece of paper and go over these journaling prompts, which I'll also put in the show notes so that you can reference them again later. But really sit down and think through these. Don't rush through it. Take your time to really think about these questions so that you can see, like, and assess where you're at right now. That way you can have that mapping point of where I'm going to go from here, because nobody goes in the GPS and says, I want you to take me here without it asking you what your starting point is. It's going to say either you have to put it in manually or it's going to ask for you to share your location so it can then map you from where you're at right now to where you're trying to go. It's the same thing in your real life. You cannot figure out where you're going until you know where you're at right now and what's your starting point. And that's what these journaling prompts will help you to do. So the first one, what limiting beliefs are holding me back? And where do these beliefs come from? You have to figure out the root cause, not the symptoms. It's just like when you go to the doctor, they assess all of your symptoms so that they can figure out the root cause. That's what you've got to do for your life too. What are your limiting beliefs that are holding you back and where are they coming from? Okay. Number two, what does success look like to me? And how does it align with God's purpose for my life? That's a big one. Because you want it to align with God's purpose for your life. Otherwise, you're working against yourself because God's purpose always prevails. So you want to know, what does success look like to you? And then how does that align with His purpose for you? Okay. This is number three. When have I overcome a challenge in the past? What strengths did I use and how can I apply them today? Okay. Number four. What am I most grateful for right now? And how does gratitude shift my perspective? Number five, what truths does God speak over my life that I need to embrace today? There are several scriptures that we've already gone over already, so you can start with some of those truths, unless He drops other ones in your spirit that you want to start with as well. But just even if you just start with one or two, it just gives you that starting point until you can really focus on that scripture and get the revelation out of it, and then go to the next one. Don't try to take off too much too soon where you're overwhelmed or it feels like work to you. I want it to be an enjoyable experience. And so, as you're journaling, allow yourself to be honest and raw. It's your safe space to explore, release, and realign. Your journal is just between you and God. You don't have to share it with anyone else. So feel free to be fully transparent about how you're feeling and your answers to these questions so that you can really gain awareness of where you're at and then kind of map out where you want to go from there. Okay. So I do have a few resources that I want to share with you. One of them is the book Switch on Your Brain by Dr. Caroline Leaf. It's an excellent guide to understanding how your thoughts shape your brain and how to renew your mind with God's truth. What's really cool about it is the book emphasizes the connection between our thought patterns, our brain health, and our overall well-being. Dr. Caroline Leaf is actually a cognitive neuroscientist, and she's a Christian author. And she explores the concept of neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to change and adapt through intentional thought processes. Talk about rewiring your brain, okay? she highlights how toxic thinking leads to mental, emotional, and even physical issues, while positive, God-centered thinking can bring healing and restoration. So I definitely recommend reading it. It's very eye-opening and really helps you to understand like the scientific parts of the brain and how it lines up spiritually with how God designed it, which I think is fascinating. But I do want to leave you with this encouragement. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Trust God as you declutter your mind, and he's going to guide you into peace and purpose. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you found this episode helpful, please share it, download it, you know, share it with a friend, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can hear these messages on a weekly basis. But until next time, I want you to just stay focused on what matters most and keep renewing your mind with God's truth, because that's the only thing that will stand is his truth. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins. Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.